Blog Talk Radio.
Never confused. Hey, hey, I'm so used to being you. So wrong when you call all expenses. Cause I hate when the moon's expensive. So I'm a gift for you. I'm a gift for you. We live in our lives. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night. So I love when you call all expenses. Cause I hate when the moon's expensive. So I'm a gift for you. I'm a gift for you.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio, your host with the most, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? This show, we have special guests from WWE Tough Enough, Gabby Castro-Vinci. She'll be a little later coming on the show to talk about her experience of Tough Enough and what's her future plans. Let's get in some tidbit news. Recently, Destination America has pulled Ring of Honor from their primetime slot of 8 o'clock now to 11 p.m. at night. I guess they have lost interest in the show, and it seems like it's a bad sign for them. And even with the situation of TNA, they're not up for renewal. And let's see where things headed for the next couple months. And Ring of Honor's deal with Destination America ends in December, and I just hope they're on good signs with the network. And other tidbits, WWE has eliminated several things from Hogan, even his The Rock and Wrestling cartoons on the WWE Network. And also things they're trying to eliminate, like for 2K video game, 2K16, eliminated the Hulkamania character. And even with sponsors, and also WWE has lost $50 million from the stock market ever since the negative of Hulkamania, of him being fired for those racial comments. It wasn't a good week or going in a weekend for Vince McMahon, definitely. And we have a guest for you. She's from WWE Tough Enough. Give it up for Gabby Castro-Vinci.
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
I'm sorry?
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor. And tell me, do you have a background in sports before joining Tough Enough?
Yes. I started as a bodybuilder, a bikini competitor, and that was the base to move on to WWE.
Amazing. It was it the WBFF?
Yeah, that's the federation that I became a professional fitness model back last year in April, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's a good accomplishment for a lot of women, even to making it to pro wrestling. Also, a lot of women came from muscle and fitness.
Yeah. There's a lot out there, you know, and I think it's a good base. As I said, I used this to move on with WWE. Obviously, I didn't have my body in a good shape before. I didn't have any stage experience and, you know, public experience, and that was a good start to me.
Awesome. Also, you have a background in jiu-jitsu, martial arts?
I'm not an expert. I did do it for quite a while, you know, but I'm not an expert at it. I just did it for fun, so I can't speak much for it, you know what I mean?
Right. Is it true also you have your own Brazilian leggings online business?
Yes, I design and I manufacture. I design here in America, obviously, and I manufacture everything in Brazil. If people are interested in buying them, it just go on my face on my I'm sorry Instagram or Twitter at Tough Gabby. There's a link there that leads to my website.
Awesome. Were you surprised that you made it out of a million entries to WWE Tough Enough?
Yeah, I was very surprised. It was 11,000 applicants, and that came down to 40 contestants. And from there, they narrowed down to 13. I actually didn't make it to the final 13 Triple H invited me back to Tough Enough after the contestant Ashley got diagnosed with a heart problem. So, yes, I was very impressed and proud, obviously, to be part of Tough Enough.
Yes. And you was definitely trying to become the first Brazilian woman to be in the WWE roster.
I am trying to become the first Brazilian diva, you know what I mean?
Right.
I continue to do my training since the day after my elimination, and it's going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Yes, definitely. There have been a lot of previous experience from women and men from Tough Enough end up signing with WWE right away also.
Yeah. I mean, we're hoping for the best. You know, I'm doing what I can right now. Like I said in previous interviews, my goal is to get, you know, in-ring training immediately, and I'm getting trained by, you know, one of the legends of the Samoan, at the Wild Samoan training facility in Mineola, and I'm in great hands right now, and I believe this is going to happen very soon because I'm doing my best.
Right. Mm. How was the experience so far working with Alpha the Wild Samoan?
You know what? It's amazing because he's such a sweet person, you know. Like he's extremely kind. You know, every day that I leave, every night, because I would train at night times, that I leave his center, he would text me and say, "Hey, baby, how you doing? How's your neck? How's your back?" You know, he's really concerned about his students. He's, you know, he's an amazing person, you know.
Yes, and he's so much of a, you know, it's so like he's a member of your family. That's how he treats his students and stuff also.
Yeah, that's how pretty much it works at his facility. You know, we all a family, so we're treated like so, you know what I mean? So there's no hostility, you know, we all get along. Everybody's extremely friendly, and they care about each other, you know. Like, there's one thing that I couldn't get it, and it took me literally 300 times to do it, which is a handstand and a body slam, and I couldn't do it. So, you know, 10 of them, like, were trying to teach me because everybody does it differently, and I finally got it, you know what I mean? So he'll not let you go until you actually do it, you know what I mean? So I'm really happy with my training right now, and it couldn't be any better.
Right. Definitely, you hanging in there, and you have so much passion for it.
Yeah, and that's what comes down to it, you know. If I wasn't passionate about the business, I'll be like, all right, I got my TV time, like, you know, let's move on to the next thing. But I'm very determined and optimistic that I will make to WWE eventually. You know, obviously the first step is to get in with NXT, and my goal right now is to do the tryout in October, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, we wish you good luck on that also.
Thank you.
Definitely. What was your first memories of meeting Triple H?
Very intimidating, you know. Although he's a very nice person, but when you get to meet a boss, you know, you get very intimidated and you don't want to say the wrong thing. But, you know, and I just said it to him, listen, if you like me, that's all that matters. Others' opinions, I don't care, you know what I mean? So that's pretty much when he brought me back. That's the conversation that we had, you know, that you guys probably saw.
Right. Definitely. I noticed that the one of the episodes of Tough Enough, y'all had to go through obstacles of lifting body bags and running up the steps. How was that experience?
It's the hardest thing I've done in my entire life. I mean, I'm in pretty good shape. I have good cardio. My cardio is not great. You know, the best example you can have in there is Tanner. That guy is, like, unbeatable when it comes to cardio. But it was very intense. What made it worse for all of us was the heat, because it was 105 degrees that day.
Mm. Yeah, this, those temperatures in Florida can be real high.
Yep.
Definitely. I don't know how I would have done that cardio. It would have been real tough for me.
Yeah, like, it was tough for all of us, but, you know, as long as you did it, I believe all of us were winners. You know, it doesn't matter if you came first or last. The point was to do it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So nobody chickened out.
Also, was it true between you and Amanda that Amanda, you didn't get along with Amanda throughout the whole Toughen Us?
I mean, we did get along in the beginning, like I said before. We know each other from the past. We competed against each other. We're never friends. We're never enemies. But it comes down to it that I am so, like, real and straightforward. If I do have something that's holding, I mean, that's bothering me, I'm going to say something, and that's exactly what happened. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I also did not need anybody to defend myself. I knew how to defend myself, so I didn't have what they call in the show a sidekick. You know, it was me against pretty much everybody else.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like she came across like the, you know, of the bitch of Tough Enough.
Who, me or her?
Amanda.
I mean, she said I am the bitch, but, you know, she proved, you know, the public wrong, because she's the one that's the bitch. You know what I mean? I am just a straightforward person.
Right. Definitely. But you hold your ground and definitely went past it, and y'all definitely worked it together on the body slams and other training there also on Toughen Us.
Yeah, that called professionalism. You know, I can have a problem with anybody, but when it comes down to work, the work is going to be done.
Right. That's what the business all about, is protecting one another. Doing work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Were you also nervous at first to do some of the risk taking bumps on Toughen Us?
No, I wasn't scared at all. You know, that's why I was there for, to learn how to wrestle. The only thing that threw me off, I think, jumped on trampoline backwards, and I'm afraid of heights. So that was the only time that I was like, oh, you know, okay. But honestly, they're not going to put anybody through something that's unsafe, you know what I mean? Like, you know, swimming on that swamp. You know, people were scared, but I knew nothing was going to happen, you know. I was the only girl, I think, that I was like, you know what, whatever. You know, screw this. Just swim. Swim to the boat and come back. You know, make sure you don't lose your belt, because they gave us an NXT belt. And that's what I did, you know. Like, to be honest with you, there's not a lot of things in life that scared me, because I came from Brazil. I went through a lot of tough times. And Tough Enough is just, you know, another chapter of my life.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I'm with you also, because when I started wrestling school, I was actually terrified of heights, and I overcame that. But it wasn't an easy obstacle, definitely.
Yeah, you know, eventually I'll cross the bridge again. You know, that move, it's for experts. you know. But, you know, I'll do whatever it takes to become the next diva.
Exactly, yeah. And how was it, like, when going to the Tough Enough, when it was doing also the impromptu comedy with Chris Jericho, how was that experience?
Oh, my God. Chris Jericho was amazing. We actually had a talk with him afterwards for, like, 30 minutes, and he taught us about being in character and not being in character, how people dislike him because he did such a thing, you know, how it really affects people, just, you know, the way he portrayed himself when he was in character. People really believed it, you know what I mean? So, and I've been called out that I don't know how to do a promo. You know, obviously I know how to do a promo. You know, anybody can do a promo, but those two times that they had in camera, I was off guard. First of all, when I went again to Samantha, I didn't want to bash and trash her. I tried keeping, like, you know, things professional. I didn't look at her face because I'm so disgusted at her face, I couldn't look at it. You know what I mean? So that hurt me at the end because she won that challenge and I lost for her. And then another promo came around at the elimination, which is I had rehearsed my elimination, you know, before, like, for 4 weeks, and then they changed for a promo. I didn't even know what to do. You know, how can I go and say something about Daniel Bryan, you know what I mean? I know so much, like, you know, I thought, I'm just going to say, you know, I hope you never wrestle again, you know, like, I hope your next problem, you know, like, that kind of thing. But honestly, I didn't know what to do at that moment.
Right. Definitely, because it's tough sometimes to shoot on somebody on a promo, like realism from that and a storyline also.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, it was a tough spot right there. But like I said, I'm here to learn, and I guarantee all of my fans and haters that in a in 3 months or 6 months from now, it's going to be a total different package. You know, people will not even recognize who Gabby is.
And I definitely had a chance to see your husband. You actually have a good husband that supports you 150% becoming a wrestler and a diva.
I'm sorry, I couldn't understand your question.
Yes, you have a good husband that,
oh, yeah,
that definitely,
yeah,
supports,
yeah. My
husband,
you. He supports me with anything that's reasonable that I want to do it. He does support me. And like I said before, getting to fitness, it was the first step to go into WWE. And he was there to support me in everything I do, photo shoots, commercials, whatever. When I do shows, when I go sell my clothing, you know, he's always with me. And that's great because we work as a team. And I believe that's the key to success. You know what I mean? Like, you see a lot of people saying, oh, relationship can hold you back. Absolutely not. If the person's supporting you 100%, you don't even think about it.
I agree 100% on that, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a great guy. He's a great guy.
That's good. That's how people should think, though.
What is your thoughts of the Tough Enough trainers of Booker T, Leader, and Billy Gunn?
Can you come again? You broke up a little bit. I can hear you.
What's your memories of Booker T, Leader, and Billy Gunn training you at Tough Enough?
Billy Gunn and Booker T, they're awesome. Billy Gunn is extremely passionate about it. You know, he's one of the trainers at the Performance Center. So, you know, he could get very frustrated if we couldn't get things. But, you know, but that's in a good way, you know, not in a bad way. Booker T, you know, he's extremely passionate too. Like, I love the fact that he reached out to me after my elimination, and I asked him, you know, where should I go? You know, I really want to become a wrestler. You know, can you give me, you know, some referrals and stuff like that? He responded right back to me, and you know what I mean? So my relationship with Booker T, I would say it was a little bit closer than other coaches. Lita, we got to get to know each other a little more when we went to Atlanta together in the bus. She was, you know, one of the coaches on the bus with us. I mean, the only coach on the bus. You know, we talked here and there, but I can't say much about Lita because I didn't get to know her that much. But I know she's a great,
right.
She was a great wrestler. I don't think right now there's any woman that could beat her to this day because she was just amazing.
What was it like to be at a at NXT, at a WWE Live NXT show?
I've been going for a long time now, though. You know, like, once again, when it comes to the passion, you see people taking cabs to go to the mall and get their nails done, but they never volunteer to take a cab and watch a show unless, for the, you know, one of the coaches actually imposes to go. Like, hey, if you guys want to go, you know, just get in. Like, I love watching. The only reason I didn't go this weekend because I've been busy training with Alpha, and next week I can't go either because I'm going to be back in Connecticut. But it's awesome to see the connection with the wrestlers and the crowd because it's smaller, so you can definitely see, you know, details of everything because I get to sit so close to them that I can analyze every single move that they do, and I think, oh, my God, I can't wait to do it. You know what I mean?
Right. And definitely you also had your experience on a live Raw to be on stage. How was that feeling for you to be with the other contestants live on Raw?
I mean, it was really nice. One of the best moments of my life so far. Like, the energy that you feel, that all of the people rooting for you, and, you know, you see, I never seen so much people all together, like, from me looking at people, you know, and people looking at me specifically. It was one of the best moments of my life, and once again, I can't wait to be in that spot again, that people can see me performing and making people happy, you know, putting smiles in kids' face and that kind of stuff.
Right. Do you have any funny stories of ZZ from Tough on Us?
Oh, ZZ is a character. You know, I believe he's the most loving, genuine person alive that I ever met so far. I mean, he's funny. You guys pretty much see everything on the show. He's hilarious. And all this stories that he likes to, you know, to say and things like that. It's funny. But I think the funniest thing when I first met him, because we're the last two to be invited back to Tough Enough, and we're just standing together, and he's like, can I give you a hug? I was like, no, honey. He's like, you have to grow on me. I don't know you yet. And what did he say? Can I give a funeral hug or something like that? It was so funny. So, and then we finally, when they invited us back and, you know, they said that we were part of the cast, I finally gave him a hug. And he hugged me more than I expected. And I said, you know what, that's enough. So that was pretty funny, though.
Definitely, you also saw Patrick Clark there, also a former member of Wrestling X Factor radio show. What's your thoughts of him at Tough Enough?
Like I said before in the interview, it's becoming very subjective right now. I really thought Patrick was going to win. So right now, like, I'm so upset. I can't believe it. He is the most passionate person about the business. He knows, like I said before, more than Google. He knows stories and scenes, and he knows dates. He knows everything about the business. And it's very frustrating to see him not win this competition anymore. But on the other hand is, like, you know what, we're still under the radar. We have a huge chance to come around and still become an NXT, get into NXT, and then become a WWE superstar. I am upset, but you know what? This is just the beginning. It's fine.
Right.
Like I said, right now the show is really subjective. When you go and see Sarah's performance, you know, she hasn't done much. But then she stepped it up a little bit, you know, telling the girls off. And things actually, I said, you're fake, you this, you that. And then, I mean, maybe she's incorporating Gabby a little bit. Good for her. But right now, it just, I don't know, you know. What I thought should have won, it was Patrick.
Right.
I don't know.
And you have your chance to meet Chelsea Drain also, that came in late to the back to the Tough Enough competition.
Yeah, Chelsea is a really nice girl too. She definitely deserves to win at this point. You know, she sprained her ankle or something like that, I heard. I even made a joke, like, you know, hashtag bring Gabby back. But she's pulling it, you know, through. She's passionate. She knows the business. And I think she should be the winner right now.
Definitely. And you definitely seen the big guys like Mana and Josh. They are Mana definitely amazing. He definitely has a lot of potential. Also, what's your thoughts on him?
If I have to pick between the guys right now, I would say Mana. You know, and I said this before, WWE is universal. So they have to have people from different countries. You know, in a market standpoint, Mana is the winner. You know, he has looks, he's big. You know, he was already an athlete. And he has the heart.
Definitely, he does, definitely. And I think that was the funnest thing on Tough Enough so far, when they was doing the walk to the entrance thing, the walk to the ring entrance. That was the most interesting thing also on Tough Enough for all competitors doing.
Yeah, Matt is great. You know, he can incorporate his feral, you know, his face expression. He is the best right now. Absolutely.
Definitely. And it seemed like Sarah, they've been pushing Sarah, Paige been down her throat, and Jericho on trying to push her promos much better.
Yeah, you know, if she gets it, that's great. You know, I think I didn't really watch the episode. I saw bits and pieces here and there on an app or something. Like I said, she incorporated a little bit of Gabby and told the girls off a little bit, and she finally get off her chest, because here's what I think, that everybody has a bad side, you know what I mean? As long as you're picking on it, you know, aggravating, eventually will come out. So that's why Sarah's around, because they believe that Sarah has in it, you know what I mean? So eventually it'll come out, like, you know, that very strong personality that can cut a promo, like, and be very aggressive, like the way she did for Paige. Even though she had a little smirk in her face, she did it. She did it better than me, you know. That's why she's still in the barracks, not me.
And you have the one like Gigi, she's sort of like a bully to her, and or stirring up other things with other women on there. What's your thoughts of her also?
Gigi's another person that I knew from before, so we also competed against each other in the past. And when we got selected for Tough Enough, you know, for some reason they didn't call her. I thought she would get in. You know, I always supported her, like, you know, like I was very happy to know that she was going to come in because she has a gymnastic background. Very athletic. She's young. I'm 30 years old, you know, and Gigi's 21 right now. So I was happy to see her come in, and then I see how things change. It's like, oh, my God, you know what I mean? People can really pull you. But, you know, it's a competition. People have to do whatever they have to do. And my thoughts right now, like, I didn't see it, though. That's the problem. Hearing that she told Sarah off in front of the coaches and stuff like that, that's not really smart to do, you know what I mean? That shows that you have two faces. So you have to stick to one thing, you know what I mean? Because otherwise people are going to pick on you. People are going to see things, you know what I mean? So I don't know. I just think that obviously if she – and then she cried or something like that and there was no tears in her eyes and I don't know. You have to become a better actress.
Yes, I remember that. She was putting on a – trying to put on a show for the judges and trainers.
Like I said, it's a game. You have to really, if you make a pass, you have to follow because otherwise you're going to become a liar. So, you know, like she even made a point the other day, I think she said on Periscope or something, that Patrick, that was one of the strongest competitors, is gone. She's afraid to be gone too. Of course, it should be afraid, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, it's subjective, and we have the fans voting. Sarah Lee and ZZ, they have the biggest fans, you know what I mean? They're not going to go anywhere. Trust me, if she gets in the bottom three with ZZ and Sarah Lee, she's going to go home. No way she's going to stay.
Definitely. Yep. The WWE Universe definitely can be strong.
Yeah, it's unpredictable. You can't say it's subjective. You have the public behind you. You might not do well in promos and challenges, but you have people behind you that love you and respect you. And they want, like Sarah Lee. Sarah Lee is American dream. You know what I mean? A girl from a small town that has the passion. And she might be the winner. You never know. Right now, it looks like she might be.
Right. Did you have a chance to meet Vince McMahon or Stephanie McMahon?
I have not. We did see him briefly, but we never had a chance to shake hands or anything or exchange words with him.
Right. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he's kind of definitely intimidated, definitely.
He might be intimidating, but, you know, we have to give Vince McMahon credit. He made wrestling totally different, and his sense of business, you know, I'm a businesswoman, and honestly, I take him, you know, things that he did and he does, it's just amazing how he takes care of business.
McMahon's been around for generations and a lot of generations. His grandfather to his father to him and now Stephanie
mm-hmm.
and is a been yep. McMahon's or the leaders in wrestling promotions.
And it's gonna continue to be this way for a long time. You know, it's pretty much untouchable.
Exactly. And before we go, do you have anything to plug for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I just want, you know, you guys to know that I'm still on the grind here. I'm not going to give up. You know, if people call me old because I'm doing this at 30 years old, and I don't care. You know what I mean? I'm going to prove everybody wrong that I can become the next WWE diva and the first Brazilian diva in history. And nothing will stop me, absolutely nothing. And I want to make my fans proud. I want to, you know, my parents, my country. And another thing is, I, from the bottom of my heart, I really appreciate WWE for this huge opportunity of putting my face out there and prove that I am serious about the business.
Definitely. It's an honor for you to be on Wrestling X Factor Radio. You can come back any time to the show in the future.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate your time.
Yes, you're welcome. You have a you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was WWE Tough Enough competitor, Gabby. Yep, it's Gabby Castro Vinci. Sorry about that. I lost my train of thought right there. Yes, she definitely dedicated her time to becoming the future WWE diva, and definitely she putting in work, ladies and gentlemen. And if you want to download or look for this show archives, go to blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingXFactorRadio, or you can go on Stitcher .com for our past shows, including this one, or at Facebook on the Wrestling X Factor Radio Show fan page, or the group page at Wrestling X Factor Radio. This is Wayne Benitez signing off. Later, everyone.
Like it's magic. I see nobody but you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. We live in our lives. Hey, you're my favorite kind of night.